Sandra Ground and Citizens Property Insurance are back in the news this morning with an update of state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning. A group tasked by Governor Rick Scott with reviewing Florida's Stand Your Ground self-defense law is under fire from a local Democratic leader. The panel was created to review the law after Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin in February, the Miami Gardens teen. But State Senator Chris Smith of Fort Lauderdale told current TV host Elliot Spitzer the panel's draft report doesn't change much, and he criticized their lack of recommendations for reforming the law.
If you shoot someone dead in the streets of Florida and you claim stand your ground, law enforcement can't even detain you under the immunity provision so they can accurately do an investigation.
Republican Representative Dennis Baxley of Ocala is the original sponsor of the 2005 bill and a member of that panel. He said the whole point was to prevent people from having to, quote, lawyer up to fight the state in such cases when they've, quote, done the right thing. But law enforcement officials say they still need to investigate whether a person's claim is true. The final report from the panel is due by the start of the legislative session in March. The head of Citizens Property Insurance bashed the media yesterday during a budget meeting for the state-run company. As Marva Hinton tells us, the company's CEO and board chairman criticized the media for emphasizing scandals within the company and ruining employees' reputations.
Citizens has been under fire recently after several allegations of bad behavior came to light, including lavish spending, questionable severance packages for disgraced employees, and sexual impropriety by top executives. Things have gotten so bad, the governor is looking into Citizens' decision to fire workers in the firm's ethics office after they uncovered these allegations. But Citizens CEO Barry Gilway is blaming the media for its reporting on the scandals.
The last time I looked around, we were still in the United States of America. We have not been annexed to a communist regime, and we still have some basic rights. And those rights, by the way, include innocent until proven guilty.
Citizens Board Chair Carlos LaCasa did admit there were some problem areas within the company.
But what I also know about this company is that this board and prior boards and the phenomenal staff that we have in this company, with the exception of a few bad apples, have built a formidable insurer of last resort.
Other than hiring a new HR director, the board is not planning any further action until the investigation by the governor's office is complete. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
And Florida, as we've told you, is updating license plates to make tag numbers easier for law enforcement and safety cameras to read. Voters can go online and choose from four proposed designs. But communications expert Kevin Cate thought those designs could be a lot better.
Myself and a group called Square Factor looked at the license plates like most everybody else on social media and saw that they were pathetic and bland. And it's our brand that we're talking about here. So it's so important for us to get that brand right. We're willing to do it for free. So we've offered up our own suggestion, and we hope that the state will listen.
And the donated design has a light green background, features the website for Visit Florida, the state's marketing agency. And you can see that and the other choices on our website, WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.